7. We want to pick up there. I know you're probably tired of hearing this, but believe it or not, we're going to finish tonight. Let's give Sister Cassidy a hand for doing so good. She be trying, like she's going to try to walk fast and I can't see her. Again, didn't the Gaza brothers do outstanding a few weeks ago? They don't know how to take a compliment. They all of a sudden start looking at the shoestring and all that stuff. I mean, Daniel chapter 2, verse 46 and verse 47, we've been reading this, and we've been in this for a few months, and we're going to finish tonight. Here, Nebuchadnezzar is really a evil king, and he definitely exalted himself above everyone else, especially because they took Israel into captivity. For him to make this statement concerning a prisoner, if I can say, or a slave, or to do this, and to make this statement concerning someone they've taken into captivity because they have exalted themselves over everybody else. And for him to do these things, truly God has spoken unto him. And God done something for him that no one else can do. I'm telling you, God's going to use us in that dimension. God is dealing with the heart of man. You know, isn't it amazing that COVID is still going up in places where people are wearing masks? You know, I'm not saying don't wear masks. Wear them. We have no problem, but I want you to understand this. And now there's a vaccine that's on the horizon. You pray about it, whether you take it or not. I'm not saying one thing one way or another. I will obey my daughter. She'll tell me what we should do. It's my daughter, so you can't ask her anything. You go to Brother Trina, he'll tell you what to do. But it's amazing when people are taking all these precautions, people are still getting COVID. And for some reason, they think a man has the answer. How foolish are people to think that way when the whole time they need to lift their eyes unto the hills for what's coming. America going to realize we need God again. Let me say it again. America's going to realize we need God. I don't care who controls the House, who controls the Senate, who's in the White House. We need God. We need the Lord. Hallelujah. Because you know what? Man's going to disappoint us. I have disappointed some of you. Some of you have disappointed me. We're going to fail. That's just part of it. But God doesn't disappoint. Somebody ought to say amen. God does not fail anybody. Well, if I run down that way, I don't even know how I got there. I got there for some reason. Because, what's that, Sister Jay? She said, boy, I'm going to hit you. You better get on. No, I'm just speaking. I'm going to have a tongue lashing all the way to Floresville. Don't you joke with me like that. Those people think I'm really doing it. You really? You are. So here is this king that no one was able to give him the answer, and God set it up. God designed it that way. Then King Nebuchadnezzar fell on his face, prostrate before Daniel, someone that was in captivity, and commanded that they should present an offering. That's a meat offering. An incense to him. The incense was a soothing odor. As long as it smelled good, it's all right. Maybe they had Brut by Faberge. I don't know. Man, I hated that. No, it's Old Spice. My dad always bought us Old Spice, and we just go around whistling. Some of y'all too young. Y'all don't know that stuff. Yeah, that's old school. That's by like baloney to me. If I see Old Spice, I'm running the other way. That stuff stink. It didn't protect you for 24 hours, maybe 24 seconds. Man, I've got off track. Verse 47. The king answered Daniel and said, "Truly, your God is the God of gods." Now, here's a king that took them into captivity, didn't serve the God that Daniel served, but when God used Daniel, a child of God, to answer questions that no one else could, he, with his mouth and knowledge, "Truly, your God is the God of gods." He's over any gods that's out there, and we know there's only one God. He's the Lord of kings. He's the ruler of the kings, including himself. And he acknowledged he's the revealer of secrets, since you could reveal this secret. Now, there's something we'll get to. Everybody, the Lord made a statement, can't handle the giftings that they desire. You that I pray for today and in the weeks to come, it's not just going to stop here tonight. You got to make sure that even from this point, don't let any arrogance get in your heart. Because God just don't trust everybody with these giftings. And that's why he trusts her. Man, trust her and trust her. And some of these young ladies in here, some of these young men, in the depth that God's been given, there's something in their spirit that's right. I can't mention them without them ducking their head. They really mean it. Now, some of you, when I speak to you, don't duck your head, try to trick me and everything. Then I'm all humble. But we got to handle these gifts the proper way. Here's a sign that Daniel handled the gift the proper way, that the king acknowledged the God that Daniel served instead of exalting Daniel himself. That is a sign that how he presented it the right way. And so we've been talking about how God deal with mankind. God has a certain way that he deal with mankind. No one, hear this again. Someone hear me teach this, they're going to think I'm just out of my mind. Well, Bishop, I don't believe it. I don't care if you don't believe it. No one can come to the Lord except the Lord draw him. And he didn't even have a Marks-a-Lot back then. Now, you didn't get it. He draw him. Somebody said, oh, that's bad. Come on, you know my jokes are good. No one. And so if God doesn't send us, lead us, put someone in our path, all of these different efforts and programs and different things we do to bring people in, it don't line up with the word of God. Mankind love to take credit for certain things, but no one comes to the Lord. Let's read this. John chapter 6. Begin at verse 41.
The Jews then complained about him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven.
Man, they was mad, but we don't have time to deal with this. And he wasn't the wonder bread neither. He was that good bread. Mrs. Bears. What's H-E-B brand? H-E-B. What's Walmart brand? Hill Fair or something? We Great Value. How y'all know that? We don't eat bread in our house. This is against our religion. Okay, Lord, help me. Help me, Holy Ghost. I am the bread which came down from heaven. Now watch this here.
And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph?
Boy, we had time to talk about this. Watch this here.
Whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he says, I have come down from heaven?
He's trying to tell him who he is, but let's keep going.
Jesus therefore answered and said to them, do not murmur among yourselves. No one.
Wait. How many?
No one.
Is that not the word? Say that again.
No one.
No one. No one. Let's keep going.
Can come to me.
Can come to me. Watch this here.
Unless the Father who sent me draws him.
Unless the Father, Spirit, the Creator, who sent me draws him. Gather them. The word drag them. Coerce them. Lead them. Entice them. Nobody comes to the Lord except the Father draw them. And friend, when we can learn to do our part is the mechanism that God's going to use once he draw them, to hold them, to minister unto them. That's our part. When we allow God to do his part and God draw them, guess what? Then they won't walk back out the door. A lot of time, we try a lot of stuff to get people to stay. Listen, oh, man, we try to bribe them. That's what you do. You take them out to eat. They eat your food. You fellowship with them, and they have no desire to live for God. Some of them just want something free or just want a lot of attention, but they're not going to be baptized. They're not going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, friend. But when we position ourselves to allow God to draw them, that means somebody has walked away from the power of Satan. And they walked into the light of God Almighty. And friend, God is going to draw them here. Because there are giftings that's going to rest on some of you. That when they come and when God begin to use you, they will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is not just a story. He's not a good fable. It's not something you read in a good book. They're going to know only God can read the hearts and the minds of mankind. How many want to be that mechanism to hold what God is drawing? How many know God is drawing right now? Look how confidence in what Jesus said. Let's finish this out.
And I will raise him up at the last day.
He sure will, because it's the Father calling. They're probably not going to go back out there in the world. I think at times because what we see with our natural eye, and then we hear about what's going on somewhere else and how somebody's growing and what they're doing. And then we decide to get ahead of God. We're not patient. We don't want to wait on God. And this is why so many people step outside of the Word of God to try to grow a congregation. That is not God. So if I walk in here, there's only 15 people in here. If I'm obeying God, then why should I get upset? As long as I keep obeying God, that 15 is going to multiply. But it won't multiply my way. It's going to multiply God's way. And then I'm going to say only God can do something like that. Oh, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. How many know Noah was successful? He didn't compromise. Oh, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. He just preached what God told him to preach. He was successful because there was enough that was on that boat that was able to repopulate and replenish the whole world. And so he said, I will raise him up in the last day. So we understand where we are as a body, that God is drawing mankind, and mankind may not understand it's God, and God is dealing with them in ways that's really bringing frustration to them. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 1 says, now in the second year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. Now, so we can say that God will give prophetic dreams to people that are not in truth. Here's the difference. They don't know that these dreams are coming from God. It's not a sign that they're right in the sight of God. It's a sign that God is drawing them. And so God is giving Nebuchadnezzar these dreams, and he didn't understand they were prophetic. And his spirit was so troubled. In his spirit, we talked about that. We talked about the threefold being, that the spirit that with small s, that God gives to mankind, give life to the soul of man and to the body of man. When a man dies, according to Ecclesiastes, that spirit that gives life to the body, it goes back to God who gave it. It said that Jesus gave up his spirit and he breathed his last. When he did, his body went lifeless. And so this mechanism that God placed in mankind, God uses this to trouble man. That word trouble means to agitate, to cause him pain emotionally, to disturb him, and he can't understand why he has a certain feeling. His spirit troubled him to the place where he could not sleep. Sleep left him. Just like my sleep left me last night when my daughter called me close to 11 o'clock. It just troubled me. I'm just picking. I'm calling her at 12 tonight. No, we were just there. My wife was asleep, but boy, when that phone ring. Who was that? Jake. I don't know how I'd be messing up like this, man. So it troubled him. Sleep left him. So he needed some answers. So how God is troubling people today from all walks of life, from every background, every nationality, and yes, even some of these dignitaries and governors and everything, they're going to realize that they don't have the answer. And so they go to things that are familiar to them. Nebuchadnezzar went to sorcerers and his magicians and the astrologers and the Chaldeans when they are a family of astrologers. And he went to them because he considered them as wise men, that they had some type of divine influence. And when they could not answer him, when they could not give him the dream or the interpretation, he was frustrated. And he said, all the wise men should be killed. Now, I want to tell you, friend, the world, God's going to allow to be frustrated. Because what they think is going to answer them is going to leave them empty. And they only thank God because if God didn't love his creation, he wouldn't allow that spirit in them to trouble them. So they begin to search and try to find the answer. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Some of us here, we ought to thank God that the world didn't have the answer. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Drugs didn't have the answer. Alcohol didn't have the answer. Living a promiscuous lifestyle didn't have the answer. But thank God, some child of God, God put it in our life. I thank God I'm not the person I used to be. Come on, somebody. Out of all the places in the world, God sent me all the way to the Republic of the Philippines. And I came back with a wife and two children. But God knew what he had to do, Brother Barlow. Had to get me away from my home. Oh, let's stay with this thing. Listen, so when they went to kill all the wise men, there was also Daniel was considered a wise man, and Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah, and their names they had for them was Shadrach, Meshach, and an Escalade Cadillac. So they had these names, and they was considered wise men. We covered Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 through 20, establishing how they became wise men. So when they came, Daniel with wisdom, with humility, with caution and respect, asked Araka, why is the king command so urgent? And Araka explained to him, Daniel took it upon himself to go into the king and said, King, I will give the interpretation. Give me time. Now, that's somebody that knew that God would answer their prayer. Yes, sir. Friend, what I pray over some of you tonight, and some of you that have experienced the impartation, you got to start walking in some confidence. Right. Yes, no, it's not you, but the God in you. And you got to know that God is going to use you. God may not tell you ahead of time, but when you're at that destination, you got to know somehow God is going to come through. Some of you don't believe it, friend. How many believe that our God is not dead? Our God is alive. Some of you got to be convinced that God desires to use you. He's not going to come down here himself and walk in flesh again. We are the body of Christ. Come on, somebody. You are the hands of God. I feel the Holy Ghost. You're the eyes of God. You're the mouth of God. You're the mouthpiece of God. This is the body of Christ. So Daniel went and he told his three companions, and we covered this last week, and they began to pray. And in verse 19, we're not going to read that, God revealed secret to Daniel. And then we talked about how Daniel gave God the glory, how he exalted the name of the Lord. There's a couple reports I heard. I won't take the time to, we don't have the time. Brother Massey gave me one, and Sister Vera, you told Sister Jackson from us praying for people on Sunday. And all I can do is just sit there and realize I didn't heal anybody. These are not just words. I'm just a vessel, an instrument in the hand of God that's going to yield himself to God. But to God be the glory, to the people that God has touched. I wonder how many more people God would bless if his body would not try to take his glory. Somebody say amen. But mankind loved to take the glory of God. Because, let's keep going. Here we go. So, I love the way he exalted the name of God and gave God credit. So now, we're going to pick up in verse 24. I'm telling you right now, I won't pray for all of you tonight. If some of you pray real hard in your mind, I may get to you before I get to somebody else. It's not going to happen. Verse 24. Therefore, this is after he exalted the name of the Lord and gave God glory, that God would reveal the secret to him. Therefore, Daniel went to Araka. He was in charge of the king's, eunuchs, whom the king had appointed to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus to him, "Do not destroy the wise men of Babylon." He said, "Take me to the king." And just the Tamil man began to sing that song. Some of y'all don't listen to that type of gospel music. Let's see. "Take me to the king, and I will tell the king the interpretation." Listen to the confidence that he had. Then the rocker quickly brought Daniel before the king and said thus to him, "I have found a man of the captivities of Judah. He's not one of us. He's one of those from captivity. He's one of those Israelites. One of those that believe in Jehovah. What's going to happen, someone's going to come to you and I, is one of those Christians. One of those that believe that Jesus is God." Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. "One of those holy rollers." Come on, somebody. "One of those that lift their hands to worship." Come on, somebody. "One of those that clap their hands." I feel the Holy Ghost. "One of those that tell you it's all right to speak in other tongues. One of those that said, you know, we don't need to be around him. The very thing that the world may despise is the thing that God is going to use." Oh, my God. But at this point, they're going to be so desperate to have the answer. Whatever tradition and whatever they have against Christians, it's not going to stop them from hearing what they have to say. So here, he explains to him who he was. And he said, "Who would make known to the king the interpretation?" Now watch this here. You know, like I said, at the time of feeling the Holy Ghost and going to pray for this person. Man, why are you feeling the Holy Ghost before you get there? I just roll my shoulders back a little bit. I feel God. So I feel Jesus in this place. Until I seen the person, I go, "Oh, I don't know if God can do this." Because going down there, I was walking by feelings. And when I seen her, I was walking by sight. So here, he said he's going to make the interpretation known. Watch this here. "The king answered and said to Daniel," whose name was Belshazzar. That's where we got Shaxer Solder from. "He looked him in his eyes." Now, the the most powerful man in the world, are you able to make known to me the dream which I have seen and its interpretation? And some of us don't think God can use us in this magnitude. Who else is God going to use? Somehow God's got to show himself strong. When we think it's our ability, we just feel like it can't happen. I am learning. In the very little counseling or Christian advice giving that I do, I got to the point I'm not meditating on if I know why they're coming. I ain't meditating on it. I'm not trying to figure out what to say before they get there. Lord, if it's your will for me to talk to them, then you're going to talk to me when they get there. And if God don't talk to me, I'll say, Brother Master, go ahead and tell him what you feel. Works every time. Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king has demanded, the wise men, the astrologers, the magicians, and the soothsayers cannot declare to the king. He went down the line. Every one that he went to, every avenue they tried to find the answer, he named them. He wanted them to know. He wanted the king to know that they cannot give you the answer. The White House can't give you the answer. The Congress can't give you the answer. The Senate can't give you the answer. The governor can't give you the answer. The mayor can't give you the answer, friend. Only God. Somebody else say amen. The Bible said, I never seen the righteous, come on, friend, forsaken all his seed begging bread. So he named all of them. He said, they could not answer you, king. Verse 28 said, he said, but there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets. And he has made known to King Nebuchadnezzar what would be in the latter days, your dream and the visions of your head up on your bed, he said, was these. Now, before we read that, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. We're going to give him just a second. Sister Master is going to read that. All right.
And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
Here Paul is really saying the same thing in principle. Daniel is going to let them know, letting the king know that, hey, it's not because of who I am, and I'm going to read that. The only reason why I can give you the dream and the interpretation is because of God. Paul was greatly used in the New Testament. Those are powerful words. He made it clear to them, hey, it's not my speech and my preaching with persuasive word of man's wisdom. It wasn't with the ability and the knowledge and the education of man or being a good orator. Oh, God, do we have in the United Pentecostal Church organization some good orators? They have mastered, Brother Mark, I guess the homiludics and hermeneutics and all this, 3 points in the closing, get a good story and all this stuff. And God sometimes have nothing to do with it. People can move you with words. But friend, more than being a good orator, because I know I butcher the English language, but I don't care. I don't have to go back to school. And I'm your bishop. You keep giving me your tithes. I'm just picking a little. Paul had the education, but he wanted to make sure he steered these people the right way with persuasive word of human wisdom, but in demonstration. And word demonstration means in the manifestation of the Spirit, capital S, of God's Spirit and of power, miraculous power. Now, he said these words because, listen, some of us are guilty. Some of the people ain't here anymore because, you know, they're really mad at me and stuff because of what I said, but they don't need to be here calling people and questioning me when they could have just called me. And some of you should have told me. You shouldn't have let those families come to you and talk to you like that. Why is Bishop saying about Goshen when people have COVID? And I hope you hear me, ma'am. People come to you and they say that about your bishop and you don't tell him? Right. You're just as bad as they are. Right. That's sad. And now I'm the dirty dog. I ain't dirty, I ain't a dog. It's sad. If anybody has said, and I'm telling this congregation, anybody ever come to you and say something to you about that, you better tell me. As I'm asking God to reveal you, you are a rat. That brings division. I don't know how I got there, but so he said, but in demonstration of the Spirit of power, for this reason, look at the next scripture.
That your faith should not be in the wisdom of men.
Oh, wait a minute. Your confidence, your trust, your belief should not be where? In the wisdom of man, but where should it be?
In the power of God.
In the power of God. Same principle. With this type of attitude, God said, I can put all type of gifts in the hands of Paul. So let's go back to Daniel, because I need to pray for some people tonight. And I ain't standing here at 12 to do it. But anyway, let's go back and pick it up at verse 29. Watch this here. This is how God's going to use some of you. You're going to be pinpoint accurate. You're going to be spot on. You may not know that you're spot on. You just got to speak the counsel of God. Verse 29, he said, as for you, O king, then watch this here. Thoughts came to your mind while on your bed. While on your bed, thoughts came to your mind about what would come to pass after this. And he who reveals secret has made known to you what would be. Then look at verse 30. But as for me, watch this here. The secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living. But Tolliver, stand. Matter of fact, why don't you come right over here and bring your wife. But for our sakes, who made known the interpretation to the king, and that you may know the thoughts of your heart, you don't have to be scared. You're walking like your age right now. Come on. I want y'all to stand right here. Listen to this first part. God brought you to my mind. But as for me, the secret has not been revealed to me because I have more wisdom than anyone living. The Lord told me this. You, Brother Tolliver, I pinned the words down because of your meekness and humble spirit. God is going to use you to give a word to people in this congregation and people that God are bringing in. But I want you to catch this part here. God told me today, since people know you have these gifts, they're going to start trying to come to you. People that come to you, God's not going to give you a word for them. It's people that God sent you to. And it's not going to happen every service. It's only going to happen as God sees fit, because you're humble and you're meek. And a lot of people won't even know about it. Now, God has used you before. Brother Massey, when your son came, come on up, God gave you word there. And there was a time when one of my family members was going through something, and God gave you a word. God is going to use you, and you're going to be pinpoint accurate. The Lord also said this. You are a giver. God didn't tell me how he's going to do it, but God's going to increase you financially. He's going to do it. And Brother Tolliver, you're going to go to whoever God tell you to go to, whether male or female. But you'll never go to a female without Eustace the Tolliver being there. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. She has to hear whatever you tell them. You are there to be a covering and a protection, because he's not going to be able to run to me and check with me and stuff. So if anyone try to say anything otherwise, you are his witness. So y'all are working together. There'll be times you'll go and you'll be dealing with someone, you'll be dealing with myself, but if it's a female, she has to be there, and you have to hear exactly what's being said. You know why? Because God said he trusts you. You're not going to go and repeat anything. So, we're going to pray for you. And it's going to happen. Says Vanessa, stand. I want you right over there. For those watching the live stream, and this is the stuff Sister Tara gave. Uh-oh. Nah.
Is that your wife?
Only my teeth. No. Stretch your hands this way. The impartation is going to happen right now. In the name of Jesus. God, impart to him what you have spoken to me. The gifts are going to operate through him to give a word to people in this body and people you bring in our midst. It would be pinpoint. It would be accurate. God, he will go to male and female. And God, when Sister Tolliver goes, she, God, would be that ear and that covering and that protection. And she will speak if anyone say anything against what he has said. I'm asking, God, that you use this couple for your honor and your glory, to be a blessing to the body of people that's here and to the body of people that's yet to come. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Give God some glory. Bring Mike Johnson, stand up over there. So today, the Lord told me you and Brother Mike has the same spirit. Now, unbeknownst to people, Sister Vanessa, we have been communicating through emails. Sister Vanessa, it was on a Monday doing corporate prayer. Come this way a little bit. It was a Monday, and I remember turning and speaking to you. God said, your heart has always been to please him, to pursue him. This is why the discernment didn't happen on my part until later. You was willing to do whatever you could to please God. This is why sometimes tongues and interpretation was given. God for the Holy Ghost. And the enemy wanted to drive a wedge between her and I. But you're not the only one that I have communicated with. I am learning. Either I'm going to be a good shepherd or I'm not. Everybody's not going to receive me. That's fine. God won't impart anything to you. My hands and my mouth is used to perfect people in their giftings. You can hear the voice of God. You do hear the voice of God. It's not going to be in that vocal type. We had a meeting with her. I wish God would have told you some other things to tell her. But anyway, she's not here. She was on her way to church, and she was riding. And she was just complaining to God about something. When they got in the door, she told me, you walk right back to her, and you told her what you felt in God and was spot on. You never got that confirmation, but I knew it. God's going to use you to speak to people. Here's going to be your challenge. It's not going to happen every service. I don't know how often it's going to happen. There are going to be spaces in between. But you can't think that something is wrong or God is not going to use you. Just when God move on you, you must be available. And the Lord told me most of the people you're going to minister to are women. This is what God said. I'm going to pray for you in just a second. Brother Mike, I started laughing when I was sitting at the desk today when God talked to me about you. You know why God is going to use her? Because she know how to give the word with meekness. You know how to talk to people. And I just chuckle. This is not God. If the devil came up in an altar call and was praying, when he talked to the devil would cry. That's the meekness and the humble spirit. God's going to let you move about only when he move on you. And most is going to be with the influx that's coming in. Those gifts is going to work because there's a humbleness here and there's a humbleness there. Remember what I said. God said your heart, listen, when people pursue God, there's sometimes we may get off track, not on purpose, because we're trying to please God. That's where I come in. And God is going to use you. It's not going to be in that vocal tongues interpretation. But when you go and tell some people some things, it's going to be pinpoint accurate. There's some other stuff I can't say publicly. But I'm telling you, God's going to use you. This is not coming from me. This is coming from God. Listen, Brother Mike, this is not coming from me. I'm obeying God. Some people may say, if I don't call you and I'm calling, I call him and then call Sister Santa, call, I didn't call Brother Lamar, I'm obeying God. Don't think that this is Bishop picking and choosing. God is picking and choosing. And so, we're going to pray. There's some people you're going to connect with. It's a reason. It's a reason. It's a reason. It's a reason why some things. It's a reason you will connect with them. So we're going to pray. This is some good stuff, Sister Vanessa. We're going to sell some of this when service is over with. I'm just picking. Stretch your hands this way. In the name of Jesus. God, I'm asking for that impartation. That when you send her to speak into the life of these ladies, God, that she would be pinpoint accurate. And there's other things she'll pick up on in the spirit and connect with. And she will minister healing unto them with the words that come out of her mouth. In Jesus' name, let it be done. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, Brother Mike, come down here a little bit so I ain't got to walk that far. Oh, yes, ma'am. I never told you I was going to call your name. Yeah, I just seen the devil for crying. His horns fell off his head. His pitchfork fell. His tail fell and stuff. God need this type of meekness to be able to talk to people. Sometimes it's not what you say. It's how you say it. There are some people just so arrogant. When they go and they feel like they got a word, they're going to speak in somebody's life. And they think just because it came out of their mouth, they should receive it. If you knew who I was. God's going to use you more than just being a part of that Joshua team. God's going to use you. So I want you to lift your hands. Now, one second. Sister Sandy, come on. She looked at me like this. Lord, tell me you're going to preach. No, I did. You'll get one. It's going to be the same for you as it was for Sister Tolliver. Brother and Sister Tolliver are going to minister to a lot of people. Almost in the gifting like Brother McCall. So anytime God sends you to a female, she has to be there. You have to be smiling when you're there now. You're going to be his protection, his covering. So if anybody try to come back and say something, because believe me, the enemy's going to try to slip some people in here. And God would send some of you to those people so they would have the opportunity, and they can't never say that God didn't reach for them. This is protection. Protection. And so we're going to pray. And God's going to do it. How God started all this, I have no clue. So we're going to pray. In the name of Jesus. An impartation tonight. A word in his mouth. To speak. As you lead, as you guide. And the words will bring healing to the souls that he speak to. And God, she would be the covering. She would hear the words that he speak to any female. Those words would be locked in her spirit. And she'll be ready to speak on his behalf if the enemy try to rise up against him. In the name of Jesus, let this gifting go forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands and give God some glory. Put our hands together. Oh, man. We got to go a little bit farther, and we'll hit a couple more. Brother Hildebrand, we're gonna schedule that in December. I have him and his wife, but I'm going to have to finish this next week. But I want to read a little bit farther. There's one more I want to pray for. I have a list up here. Brother and Sister Benj, I'll be hitting y'all next week. And today, when I was sitting there at the desk and I was in some meditation, God gave me y'all name and gave me a whole set of scriptures to share with y'all. And it may be more because we'll spend just about the whole service next week praying for people. And listen, I know it's tough if you don't know if your name will be called. So I wouldn't miss. Some of us have a hard time if it's not us, and we can't stay and see God be a blessing to somebody else. This is a body, and we're all going to work together. Yes, this is a body. So, Sister Ruth's back there, so I don't know who's playing, but I got 5 minutes. So let's pick up in verse 29. As for you, O king, we read that verse 30. It's the spirit of humility that all of them that we prayed for had. Now, oh, man, when we get more into this next week, there's a phrase that God gave me in 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 9. Notice this word here, gifts, plural, of healing. There are some of you that are specialized in certain areas in praying for people. There's no limitation here. There's no limitations there. But some of you, it'll be certain areas. God has never talked to me like that before. And I'm just obeying God. Sister Wynette, you can't miss next week. Sister Melanie, you can't miss next week. Sister Amber, you can't miss next week. Brother Chris, make sure you bring the Peloton here next week and stuff. That's big money. If you're poor, it's Echelon. If you're broke, it's Amazon. If you're really broke, it's still your neighbor's stuff. No, I'm just joking. I ordered me a bike from Amazon. It's coming on the 16th. I don't have Peloton, Echelon, NordicTrack. I don't have that type of money. Anyway, let's keep going. He said this here. He said, but for our sakes who made known the interpretation to the king, that you may know the thoughts of your heart. This is how accurate the persons is going to be that God used, people that we're going to pray for. When God brings you before great people and you're going to answer the questions of their heart. Where have you heard this taught in a church? Some people crucify you. Some may be crucifying me online by teaching this stuff. At least they're doing it online. You, O king, watch this here. We're watching. And behold, a great image, this great image, whose splendor was excellent, stood before you. And his form was awesome. The image head was of fine gold. Its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partly of iron and partly of clay. Now, you know what? I'm still reading that part there. Where was I? Those that want to go home early, they say I was finished. 34. You watched while a stone was cut out without hands, which struck the image on his feet of iron and clay and broke them in pieces. Then the iron, the clay, and the bronze, and the silver, and the gold was crushed together and became like chaff from the summer threshing floor. The wind carried them away so that no trace of them was found. And the stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is a dream. Soothsayers can tell him. Magicians can tell him. The astrologers can tell him. The Chaldeans can tell him. But God used, I want to say a blood bought, that's New Testament, used a child of God. God drawed him, but it's the gifting in them that answer the question. We're going to stop there for tonight, and we're going to pick up. I just got a little bit more next week when we get to the interpretation. Hold that paper, Sister Massey. But I want Brother and Sister Fernandez to come. Thank you, sir. This is what the Lord, matter of fact, y'all was the first one. Brother Chavez, make sure you're here next week. Brother Seth, when is your sister and husband getting back? 16. Okay. We'll be meeting with you. Why don't you stand? He's a new member of our church, brother. Brother Seth, it's good to have you. I thought the world couldn't handle one Brother Seth. That's Brother Seth Barlow. Now we got two Brother Seths. I want to read to you what the Lord gave to me. First of all, I will never say that I understand. And I'm not going to say anything specific. But remember, I tell you, God revealed to me the type of people he's going to bring in our midst. He'll bring some that backsliders. But these people would be hurting people that the world has just cast away. And they have no answer for them. So God is allowing certain people in this body to experience some things that bring physical pain, emotional pain. But God chooses these people because somewhere they was like Job and they had settled some things in their heart that no matter what, they're going to live for God. And it's by their experience. Ooh, man, I feel the Holy Ghost. There are some people, Brother Massey gave an analogy, I will never reach. I can go and do a jail ministry, but they might not want to listen to me because I've never been in jail. I never experienced that. I was too fast running from the police. Are you just what? You know I need to pray for you next week. God gave me some good stuff for you. So I couldn't. And so what God is bringing in the body, it's easy to put a good message together and preach. And they can feel God. But they're going through something that I have never experienced. But somebody in this body has experienced. And God is going to give you to speak healing in their life. Somebody ought to say amen. God is getting us ready for a harvest that our mind cannot comprehend. This is one of the families that has been through some things. God said, come a little bit closer. I want to bite. I'm scared to bite you anyway. The way you know that man was handicapped that stole that stuff. When he took off running, he hit that little trampoline and just. God said, because you have a willing heart to accept. I want y'all to listen to this. The will of God went out. God explaining why. A willing to love him and live for him through disappointments and frustration. And you still put your trust in God. Ooh, man, I got goosebumps all on me. Everybody can't walk that. Some people, they said, God, I want you to use me, but you don't want to walk where they had to walk. And God allow y'all to walk there and to hurt, to have physical pain, emotional pain, so someone else can have life. It's one thing for me to try to minister to somebody, but their experience and hanging on to God is going to bring healing to many. God said, and he's quiet, and you're really quiet too. No, he's not quiet. Oh, you're not really quiet. Well, tell us about it. We got time. God said, there's no limits. There's going to be a spirit of discernment that's going to come on you tonight. That's going to come on you. God's going to let you be able to discern. Because these people, the type of pain they have, they're too afraid to go to someone and tell someone. And y'all will discern. And y'all are going to minister healing by the very words that come out of your mouth because of the experience and the pain that y'all have been through. God has a purpose and a reason for everything. He don't tell us, but in this season, he's revealing why. I was telling him in the office, we're going to pray for him, we're going to go home. Sister Kristen had a word for me, and she sent it to me. I read the first part to him. I'm thanking God. Sister Kristen, my eyes got big. And I just pulled him out and screwed it in the light socket. What the Lord said, I am shared it with Mrs. Jackson. I have told my daughters and stuff. And I believe every word. But I'm thanking God. That first part said what God's going to do, what he's going to allow. And the second part tell why God is going to do it. So I don't have a choice. Because of commitments y'all made in y'all heart towards the Lord. And y'all have loved him through it. Singing in the choir. Being security. Seeing your hands lifted. Worshiping and loving God. You don't consider yourself as one that speaks and ministers to people. That's about to change. That's about to change. Just don't scare them. Don't jump on them and hurt them and stuff. They're going to minister to the hurting. Listen, it's never been God's design that people get everything they need. They need to come to church. You got to have a shepherd that preaches to you. But everything's not going to come from that shepherd. There's going to be things that shepherd don't know. And so the body here is going to learn to minister to the body. And those that's going to be a part of the body. God said he has gifted both of you to minister to the hurting. You won't have to worry about the words. It just when you discern, when you go to him, God's going to give you all the words to say. Just as I told them, and it's going to be pinpoint accurate. There's going to be time God's going to prompt you to give some of your testimony and what you've been through. And just by the words that y'all speak, they're going to say, they understand us. And we can open up to them. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. So we're going to pray. Stretch your hands this way. In the name of Jesus, the impartation, God, the gifts, plural, of the Spirit, that they will minister to the hurting as you lead them, God. Discernment, God, tonight is being imparted in them that they'll discern those that they need to minister to. God, let healing flow from their lips. Let wisdom come from their lips, God, as they minister to people. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God. Woo. Everything that happened in their life was for a purpose. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost, and for a reason. Everything. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Oh, man. I want to share this and then we'll go home on this. I want y'all to stay right here. Listen. Oh, man. I share this in the office. Won't tell you who was talking to, what conversation we had, but it just came to me, Sister Tolerant, and I just get goosebumps every time I think about it. Here, Brother Thompson, God gave Joseph the dream. Not once, but twice. And he shared it with his brethren. Some of these giftings, our brethren don't understand. Some of these people watching this now, part of this church, they may be connected with some of you. They're going to try to talk you out of what I'm talking about tonight. You just need to tell them, applesauce. His brethren didn't like it. And even his father pondered what he said, kept it in his heart. God didn't tell Joseph. There's a purpose to what his brethren done to him. There's a purpose of being in the pit. There's a purpose of being in the palace. There's a purpose of being lied on. There's a purpose of being in the prison. And the Lord said, everything y'all have been through is being preparation for this moment. God chose y'all. God did. And why God choose some to go through things different than others, I don't know. Look what God spoke to. Oh, man, it's just Arredondo. I know not to question God. I love that man. And it's going to be a process. It's going to take a while for her to heal. And our prayers need to go to her. Pray for her, undergird her. Never rush her. No one should ever go to her and try to get her to pray through and stuff. She's got to heal in her timetable. And things she went through prior to that. But God said, there's a new mantle and an elevation to her ministry. Even though she don't see it right now, she's hurting so much, she can't see it. But your bishop remembered the words. And the first platform she's going to have is in this church to minister. No one should ever get jealous because everybody can't walk the way she walked, nor can they walk where you walked. So God is going to do it. And I am telling you, it is going to shock you. The words that come out of your mouth. And see, people that come in that's broken, that God put back together because of what y'all have been through in the tragedy, what the enemy meant for harm, God is going to use for his glory. Let's give God some glory. Let's stand all over the sanctuary. Then we're going to finish next week. We're going to finish because we want to get to the dream. We got to the dream. We'll get to interpretation. There's some more things. There's some more names and everything. There are some people that God's going to use tremendously. And there are people that God are already using. You're a good man, Brother Sackler. You are a teacher among teachers. There's an anointing on you. Now, he's one that went to Bible college. But it's the anointing. He took what he has learned. Bible college is good. I have nothing against it. I want to be clear. But that man is not teaching from just head knowledge. There's an anointing on your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we're going to pick up here next week. I will obey what God tell me. I will pray for everyone that God tell me to pray for. But there's more of you that God wants to talk to because he's getting this body ready. Look around here. Look at my people in this place tonight. Make sure it's 6 feet, not unless you're married to them. The body God is preparing. And God has elevated the both of you, and that includes you too, as of this night.
I see all things. I know who I will bring in this house. I know their trials, their questions. I know, for I am there with them. I have prepared this body to minister, to bring healing to the hurting, protect my gifting. Don't think the enemy does not hear. Don't think he sees. Don't think he does not see what is happening. He will challenge my word. He will desire for you to give up the gifting. For he cannot steal it from you, but he will try to deceive you to lay it down. You must protect every word that you hear from my manservant. You must cherish the gifting that I place in you. You must protect it, for it is for my glory and my kingdom.
Yes.
I see all things. I know what I am doing. Do not question what I am doing. I am moving as you have prayed for. I am moving as you have asked me. I have appointed your shepherd. Follow him. Receive the words he speaks to you. Yonda, yonda,
yonda. Yonda, yonda, yonda. Hallelujah.